With me for my installment of Farmer Friday, I've got Zach Preston over there out of Indianola. Zach, it's hard to believe a third of the calendar year of 2024 is in the books as we turn the calendar to May.
Yeah, it's always seems to go fast.
Hey, tell us a little bit about how spring planting went. You got the wheels are rolling, you got the field tillage going on. How'd that go?
Things seemed to, had a pretty dry and cool start there, and I think guys were getting anxious. Once it warmed up a little bit, everybody hit it pretty hard, as far as I know. We got several customers that, or a lot of our customers that got rolling. I know some guys that are completely done planting already, so been a pretty fair spring so far. Got a little moisture here, see what Mother Nature wants to keep throwing at us, but seems like we've had a pretty nice early start so far.
How did you do moisture-wise? And it seemed like it was heavier in some places than others in terms of the rainfall. Talk about that.
Yeah, I don't know that we know for sure how much we got. It came so hard this last rain we got with the heavy storms, but it was well needed, I know that. We were getting pretty dry on top. There was still a little moisture, once you get below 2 inches, but it was, I know guys were struggling to putting some seeds a little deeper there at the beginning to get down to moisture. We've got a couple shots of rain here and there, but this last one, I think anywhere from inch and a half to 3 inches in our part of the world. So it's a little variant still, but at least a good shot.
Any problem damage wise, any hail damage, any trees down that you know of, buildings having problems?
Here locally, not as much as I know of, I guess. Limbs here and there, I think I've seen, but I know several other guys to the south of us that got a little damage and things of that nature. But for the most part, everybody I know has fared fairly decent through the storm.
I'm talking with Zach Preston out of Indianola there. Zach, talk a little bit about when you think people will start digging in the dirt to see if that emergence is happening. Sometimes it takes about 5 to 7 days, maybe a little longer, to get that emergence to happen. Anybody that's been out in the field and digging in the dirt to check on that emergence yet?
I don't have to do much digging. We've got soybeans and corn up around us spiking through. You can row it from the road. So I haven't been out in the field yet to check your emergence, but for the most part, everything looks like it's coming up fairly well.
If you can row it from the road, you know that it's in good shape coming up, so that's kind of cool to see, right?
Yeah, at this point, at least, it's everything looks even. I'm sure there'll be some little deeper looks here in the next few days, mainly probably letting it dry out enough to get out and not make a muddy mess, but I think stuff's coming up, so I putting it in the ground probably wasn't a bad decision.
What's going to be next on the table there for you guys there in terms of the crops? You've got spraying lined up. What's the next item on the docket?
Yeah, fairly decent start on spraying. Next thing on the docket for us will be side dressing and helping guys get finished up planting. I've got all over the board, like I said, I got guys that are done and guys that are kind of just getting a start on it, and just varying depending on where they were located for the most part. But side dress will be the next big thing, and then I think with the rain, and that's probably going to start working on our weed pressure, so keeping up the spraying and moving through things like that. So,
talk about that side dressing activity that you got going on. Obviously, you're going to be putting in anhydrous there. How many pounds are you going to be looking at, or does it vary?
We're actually side dressing liquid fertilizer. It kind of varies depending on what field it's in and whatnot, but we may be trying to think of conversion on it, but some things may be getting another 40, 50 pounds all the way up to some probably getting another 60, 70 pounds. Kind of depends on what it already has on it or what the yield environment truly is.
Well, Zach, I got to tell you, you were my first Farmer Friday, the first Friday of January back at the start of the year, and now all of a sudden it's May as we turn the calendar, and it's just kind of cool the way things are rolling, and I appreciate you taking time out and being with us here on KIIC.
Sounds good. Thank you.